This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
If you just joined us, you've joined us at the right moment because we have a lovely interview with Dan Parson right now, who's actually on the line. We're going to be talking about his new album release. So good morning, Dan. How are you this morning?
Morning. I'm good. I'm just waking up myself, but it's good to be talking to you.
Oh, it's a good morning though, isn't it?
It's a beautiful morning.
Thank you for waking up and talking to us. So we hear you'll be releasing an album very soon, is that correct?
Well, the album's already been released a couple of weeks ago on August 10th. But
my apologies.
The Melbourne launch is happening on Sunday.
Right, okay. I think that's what we were...
We got ourselves a little mixed up this
morning.
Yeah, okay.
I was about to say, I was so confident like it's being released this Sunday, but in Melbourne it's on Sunday.
In Melbourne.
In Melbourne the launch is on Sunday, that's right, yeah.
Fantastic. How are you feeling about that? Any emotions behind that?
Yeah, it sort of feels like... I kind of feel like the Melbourne one should have been the first one we did because we started actually up in New South Wales, and then went further north, to Brisbane. But
right.
This album was made in Melbourne and features Melbourne musicians, and as much as the record actually sounds like it's maybe made in America, it's a Melbourne record, so it's nice to be able to come back here and do it and play with the people who made the record with me in the studio. So it's really a good feeling. It's stressful because, you know, you've got to
get
a lot of things together and organize rehearsals and logistics and stuff like that, but purely on an artistic and kind of holistic level, it's good to wrap it up really here in the place where it was made.
Awesome.
Well, you're on tour at the moment, so how have you found touring around Australia playing the new album?
It's been awesome. I've often toured solo in the past for financial reasons, really. And it's often easier too when you're on your own if you can do that, like play acoustic guitar and sing and keep people entertained, hopefully for 45 minutes to an hour. It is tricky, but this time I managed to find room in the budget to bring a trio. So I have got myself on guitar and Bree Hartley, who's a fantastic drummer playing drums, and Alex O'Gorman on bass, and he actually mixed the new album. So we're a good little team, and that's been we're pretty self-contained. We can run the gamut of dynamics pretty well, which is something which is hard to get to happen properly in a trio. Often,
of course.
Or there's a quote by someone, I don't know, I think it might have been Jimmy Page or Joe Walsh, saying that there's nothing better than a trio on a good night, but similarly nothing worse than a trio on a bad night. So we've had some gigs where it's been testing, but generally speaking, we've been pretty lucky and had some great gigs.
Awesome. So there's a good dynamic between the three of you, you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it's really good.
That's
fantastic. Yeah, like a little family, you know, like everyone's really happy to, you know, do what they have to do to make room for the other person. And
of course,
I think
that's good.
Space musically is the main thing that benefits from having a trio, you know, like because each of you in the band are the only one playing your particular instrument, you kind of have to choose carefully where you play. So a lot of space, which is always a good thing in music, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic.
What would you say the inspiration behind your album was?
The inspiration behind the album, I mean, I don't... That's a good question. I think, actually, the process in which I recorded it was the inspiration. I'd made albums before where I'd layered everything, like drums and bass and guitars and vocals, and it was all kind of just put together, and this one was done with all of us in a room playing together. It was the engineer in the other control room just said, okay, you guys can record now, the tape's rolling, and we did that, and we got, like, every song pretty much got done fully formed in one or two or maybe three at most takes. So that was the inspiration, trying to put ourselves in a situation where we really either sank or swim musically as far as our performance was concerned. So that was
So you say you somewhat created the songs on the spot while you were recording?
No, the songs were written all in advance, the arrangements were all written in advance. We rehearsed for like a month before we recorded, but to try and get something, I guess, fully formed or like to our liking straight off the floor is rare. So
of course.
it was really like an experiment to see if we could, in fact, go back to the older way of making records, because that's the only way you could make records back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and even in the 80s to some degree. But I just needed to try and challenge myself in that way. So that's a very good question. That was, I guess, the inspiration for the album.
Yeah, right. Awesome. And what would you say is your favourite song of the album? What would you point listeners to if they wanted to listen to one song to get into it?
Oh, Jesus. They all mean different things
to
me.
Yeah, I imagine that's a hard question.
It is a hard question, but I reckon there's a song on there called Dream On Lover, which is one of the quieter ones. But, to me, it seems like people tend to like that one. So if you're ever going to listen to anything off that new album, I reckon that would be the place to start.
Fantastic. And so you're playing in the Northcote Social Club on Sunday, is that right?
That's right.
Well, awesome. What do you have in store for Melbourne listeners? Anything special?
There'll be some special guests. We've got our friend Ben Franz, who plays bass with the Waifs and plays a mean pedal steel, and he's always playing around and doing great things, but we got him to come in and play some pedal steel guitar on the album, so he'll be coming down and guesting with us on a few songs. And we've got a great duo, you may have heard of them, sister folk act called Charmer Finches, and they're opening the show.
Right.
They're amazing. They're still in school, and they are just incredible. Like, I don't even mean, like, because of their age or anything like that, but they're that good. They are just so amazing. So if you were thinking of coming down to watch the gig, that's a damn good reason. You know?
Wow. Oh, I have work on Sunday night, and I'm going to try and get out of it now that I hear this. Awesome stuff. Well, thank you for chatting to us, Dan. You got any last things that you want to say for the listeners?
If you're free on Sunday, it's a matinee show. Doors open at 1:30, and if you like what you hear, then by all means, come down. It should be a good gig. And if you can't make the gig, then feel free to check the music out at www.danparsons.bandcamp.com. All the albums are there, and you can order physical copies and download digital copies on the internet there. So please feel free to do that.
Well, we're going to play one of your songs. We're going to play Dream On Lover by yourself, obviously. We're going to give our listeners a bit of a sneak peek of what some of your music and some of the songs that they can expect on Sunday that are on your album. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we'll hope to catch you on Sunday.
Okay, pleasure. Thanks, guys.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.